No one gets me.
What is wrong with me?
I can't take this. Where's home tonight?
Hope Mom's okay.
Life can take a turn for anyone. And if it has for you, remember that there's so much for you to turn to. Think of anyone you trust, a family member, an online friend. Say what you're feeling. And if that's uncomfortable, there are counselors, nonprofits, and even healthy ways to cope on your own. Connection matters, no matter how it happens. It's okay to not be okay. For help that fits your needs, visit turn2supportstx.org.
In the drawing room, a group of suspects gathered. The detective has solved the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butler did it.
You'll never catch me.
The butler darted to his getaway car. But what he didn't know is this is a Nissan sales event ad.
Wait, what?
And his car is no match for the detective's Nissan Rogue or its standard VC turbo engine. Save on one of your own at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event.
Now get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models. Availability is limited. For well-qualified buyers, 0% APR financing for 36 months available on new 2023 Altima, Rogue, and Pathfinder when financed through NMAC. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. 36 months financing at $27.78 per month per thousand financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval. Not all buyers qualify. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/23.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
I take a lot of heat for my position on what's happening in Ukraine. But I guess I should start from the offset by saying I don't like the position we're in Ukraine, nor do I like the position we're in Taiwan, although I do believe Taiwan and Ukraine are in our interests as far as a free people is concerned. I believe very much in Taiwan's freedom from communist China. I very much believe in Ukraine keeping its autonomy from Mother Russia. But the reason why it's a national security concern is what I've got the problem with. Do you all know that our advanced microchip manufacturing is based in those two countries? The high-grade neon that is required for high-quality semiconductors and microchips is located in Ukraine, and the manufacturer of said microchips, the high-end ones that we use in finance and defense and all that kind of good stuff, it's located in Taiwan. Now, who was the genius in the United States of America who said, I got a great idea. Why don't we put all of America's vital national security interests in two countries that border some of our most staunch and dedicated enemies, like Putin's Russia and Xi Jinping's communist China. So you would almost think, folks, that we were maneuvered by our own government to be forced to defend our national interests should these nation states get squirrely. And they have been very, very squirrely in the absence of American leadership since Donald Trump has been out of the Oval Office and we have Beijing Biden there. But there's an issue. I'll only go so far in defending Ukraine, defending Taiwan, right up until it compromises our safety and security in the United States, such as it is under Democrats. Let me read the opening stanza of this article from the Wall Street Journal. There's a paywall, so I'm not going to bore you, nor will I pay for the material put out by an organization that is pro-illegal immigration. Ukraine war is depleting U.S. ammunition stockpiles, sparking Pentagon concern. Uh-huh. The war in Ukraine has depleted American stockpiles of some types of ammunition, and the Pentagon has been slow to replenish its arsenal, sparking concerns among U.S. officials that the American military readiness could be jeopardized by the shortage. Well, yes, that and, you know, the United States military is financing things like men transitioning into women and women transitioning into men, that kind of stuff. The LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, the hate whitey theory, critical race theory that is being pushed inside of the military. So from the Wall Street Journal to the non-paywalled Daily Caller, this headline, here's how long it will take to replenish U.S. weapons sent to Ukraine. The U.S. will not be able to restock inventories of critical munitions sent to Ukraine for years, even as some stockpiles have become nearly depleted, the Center for Strategic and International Studies found. The U.S. has provided 1.1 million rounds of 155 millimeter ammunition to Ukraine as of Thursday, according to the Pentagon. Now, this was a January 22nd article. Fortunately, in this year's NDAA, the Armed Services Committees included critical audit provisions for this funding, including one that will provide quarterly reports on the production of the U.S. munitions industrial base, Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher told the Daily Caller. Well, thank goodness we're going to have a chronicling, I guess, of just how quickly our munitions are going to be depleted, right? Absolute insanity. I don't feel good about this. Again, I am all about defending who we are as a people, defending democracy, defending free peoples around the globe. So long as we take care of things at home, we don't do anyone any good if we are not able to defend ourselves here in the United States. I know that's kind of an empty observation as our borders are wide open, as criminals rampage around our streets. But I mean, first things first, let's make sure we can defend the homeland, right? All right, my friends, got lots coming your way on the Salcedo Storm podcast. We interview a man who just got back from Ukraine, Congressman Jake Elzey, up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to welcome on Jake Elzey, representing the 6th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. Mr. Elzey is a fighter pilot, a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and was deployed 9 times to Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's a pleasure to welcome him back. Sir, glad to have you here.
Hey, good morning, Chris. It's been way too long, and I'm so glad to have a half hour with you this morning to talk about things confronting our country right now, of which there are many.
Indeed, sir. You just got back from Ukraine. Tell us what you have to report.
Well, I came back from a 6-day trip with Chairman of House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, several other congressmen, the largest congressional delegation, to the Munich Security Conference for 3 days to hear what many of the members of NATO feel about world security at this time. And then I went to Poland to see the drop-off point of what we are doing with our weaponry and how we're monitoring that, and also into Ukraine to speak with President Zelensky and also visit Bucha, which is where over 460 Ukrainians were murdered. And what I can tell you is that that we have a very complex monitoring system for all of our equipment, machinery, and weapons going into Ukraine. We have end-user identification for where that stuff is ending up. And we have a country the size of Texas in the country of Ukraine, with people who are very much like Texans, very proud of their country, who are willing to fight to the end for their independence. And also the sheer depravity of man not seen in 80 years in Europe being visited upon the people of Ukraine by both the Russian army and the Wagner group of prisoners and convicts who are doing atrocious things over there. So, but I also will tell you that in my time in Munich, I wasn't surprised to see that there are some folks who are wobbly in our European partners who need to pony up and do more of their fair share for that continent's security.
Well, President Trump was pointing that out. $117 billion from the United States and only $10 billion from the European Union, even though economically they're the same size combined as the United States. It's unacceptable since it's all happening on their doorstep. That's number one. But number two, I think we all know what the big game is. Communist China and Mother Russia and Iran, the axis of oppression, as I call them. The target is semiconductors, advanced semiconductors, which the United States military, our defense, our economic systems, all are based on. And if we lose control in the manufacture of those chips, which, by the way, I think was silly to put all of that over there out on the doorstep of two known enemies, Russia and China. Let me ask you this, Congressman. Are there steps inside of the Congress that recognize that it was kind of stupid to put such vital, critical infrastructure to the United States survival over there? And is there a process to bring it back?
Man, Chris, you just nailed everything. You just nailed it. And so I know as an elected official, now my job is to talk a lot, but I think you summarized that absolutely adequately. And, you know, starting with the opening of China in 1972, we're looking back on that and going, maybe that wasn't such a smart idea, because we have paid for, through our purchase of their cheap goods and services over the years, China's aggression. And now that, you know, Russia is now the gas station for China and their desire to rule the world. That is their ultimate goal. And yes, there is starting with the CHIPS Act and so many other things, we recognize that our reliance upon China and certainly Europe's reliance on Russia was ill-advised and should never have occurred. And that's one of the reasons why Germany is so wobbly, because they depend on Russia for their energy, because they decided that in order to save the environment, they're not going to produce any of their own, which is a lot of what you're seeing here as well. Mm-hmm. We need energy independence, party independence, technology independence here in the United States. And unfortunately, through globalization over the years, we have become dependent on our enemies. And because we never thought it would happen again, right? The end of World War II, World War II was never going to happen again. Man is not going to be a depraved as Vladimir Putin has shown himself to be in Ukraine. That's never going to happen again, right? Well, it did. And now we are playing catch up. Now, the good part about that is we have proven that we can do that. We should do that. We need leadership in an administration who is willing to unleash the economy, unleash our energy reserves at all costs, and recognize that climate change cult should not override our national security and the well-being, not only of Americans, but the Western world. And this insanity has to come to a stop. Now, let me tell you something. The first thing I heard in Munich, Chris, was at the opening conference, everybody's all together. I heard both, we need to end this war to save the climate, and they mentioned George Soros as well, which immediately the hairs on the back of my neck stood up and said, good Lord, people, we've got enemies threatening us with worldwide conflagration, and nothing affects the climate like a world war. So let's take care of our security first and understand that evil exists in the world and has to be confronted, just like Winston Churchill said in 1946. It's out there, and these people don't understand anything but strength, and we need to show it. And you know, I think that the enemies pounce whenever they recognize that your economy is weak, you're willing to weaken your own economy, and you're indecisive when it comes to your own personal defense. And they're taking advantage of that.
Right. And those who invoke the name of Emperor Palpatine, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, I think those people are not to be trusted, Congressman, if you ever bump into them again. Jake Elzey is our guest right now, folks, the 6th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Flew fighter jets, defended this country. So I want to talk to you about the U.S. government now has started to drop this fantasy. You and I have dropped this fantasy a long time ago. But finally, the U.S. government is coming out and saying, look, it looks like it's a lab leak that resulted in the pandemic getting out into the biosphere. I want you to listen to General Spalding in the Trump administration telling the Chris Salcedo Show, after it leaked out of that Wuhan Institute of Virology that Dr. Anthony Fauci was funding with our taxpayer dollars, after it leaked out of there, here's what Xi Jinping did, and the Trump administration has the intelligence, and listen to General Spalding and what he told the Salcedo Show. Listen.
The Wuhan people knew about the human-to-human transmission in December. I guarantee that Xi Jinping knew about it back then, and we know for a fact that the WHO knew on the 7th of January. So, yes, this is entirely the Chinese Communist Party that whether it actually was released on purpose, that I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is a pandemic was created by the Chinese Communist Party for letting those 5 million people leave Wuhan to the four corners of the earth.
No Democrat, as far as I know, Congressman, is pledging to avenge the over 1 million Americans who perished because of the China virus, not to mention the $14 trillion of economic damage, not to mention the 7 million people worldwide that have died because of the pandemic they made. Will there be any accountability from the Republican caucus inside of the United States House of Representatives that will hold China finally accountable?
Well, you know, we have in the House of Representatives, we have a committee that's looking into this. When you say something like that, I recognize that, oh, great, Congress has a committee. The bottom line is that this administration needs to hold the Chinese accountable. They need to recognize that they are not anywhere close to allies. They're probably past adversaries. Mm-hmm. And when you combine, if you look at how China doesn't want to confront us militarily, but they currently have designs on taking our place in the world economy with the reserve currency, with the yuan, they want to supplant us, and they have a dictatorship with which they can do that. But if you look at how they've conducted themselves, they're building up their military paid for with our dollars. They have come after us with COVID. And as you said, you're not seeing it on ABC News tonight that it did emanate from a lab leak. They're being very quiet about it. While everybody was calling them conspiracy theories back 3 years ago, now they're finally quietly admitting it, but not saying that they were wrong, that it was a lab leak. And then you look at the fentanyl that's flooding our borders, killing our Americans to the tune of 287 a day, when we lost 305 Americans every day in World War II. This is the definition of asymmetric warfare, depleting our country from within so that they can do anything they can from without. We need to recognize that they're past adversary and approaching outright enemy in the Chinese Communist Party. And everything that occurs in China is an operation from the government, and it's a military operation. So whether it leaked out, they were doing research in Wuhan, and either it leaked out or it got out, but they did cover it up. We know that now. And while everybody was going after the Trump administration for speaking the truth and saying that's crazy, that can't be right, now we find out that they absolutely were right.
Yep.
Yet again on this entire thing. And we're suffering a generational issue with psychological problems from kids who are well behind in school. A nation that has become used to being told to put on masks that may or may not work. And this is the beating down of liberty for the sake of getting people to go along with the government. And it's dangerous and it's tragic. But you know what? We can come back from this. And I think we will. And I think the American people are fed up with this nonsense, and they're ready to take their lives back.
And I think the Democrats need to hear from Republicans who have the wherewithal to say that the Democrats' support of a racist, genocidal slave state is abhorrent. It's disgusting and it's un-American, and they ought to be called on it. And you took me where I wanted to go with the fentanyl discussion, because as you rightly point out, Congressman, our borders are wide open. 6.5 million illegal aliens, with 1.3 million gotaways. That means we have no idea who they are or why they're here. They could be foreign military. They could be terrorists. They could be ruthless gang members. We just don't know. But that number is increasing every single day. Can and will the GOP use the power of the purse to stop the Democrats' lawlessness at the southern border?
Yes, sir. And I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and that's one of the things that we all are united in. Is doing whatever we can. But I think once again, we come down to leadership at the executive level. That's why this election in 2024 is so important. So what you see to be funding and cutting the nonsense of ESG and DEI from our government and making our military more lethal, because that's the only job that a military should have in an all-volunteer force. It needs to be lethal so that our enemies are afraid of us. But we also need to recognize that the cartels are running everything from Mexico. Whether you agree with me that the Mexican government is a failed state or not, and I'm not going to put that I believe it's failed, they either work with them, it is a corrupt government, it may or may not be failed, but the cartels run everything from the illegal immigration to the human trafficking, which on a moral basis alone, I find it hard to believe that we wouldn't have 435 people voting to say secure the border because of the moral issues of human trafficking for the sex trade in the United States. But not only that, they are killing Americans age 18 to 45 who should be getting married, joining our military, having children, getting jobs, paying taxes, and providing for the future of this country at a rate not seen since World War II. And I think you're starting to see some progress in that. But let's come back to 2024 and what the president must do. He's not leading. He is following. And this is the same group that was in charge from 2008 to 2016 in the Obama administration. It's the same people. So we're not seeing that kind of leadership. And whoever we have on our bench must recognize that the cartels represent a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States, and it's time to take them out, whatever means necessary.
Congressman Jake Elzey, District 6 in the great state of Texas. Sir, appreciate your service to the country, and keep up the good work on the Hill.
Thank you for the same, Chris. You do a great service to our country, and I appreciate it. It's always fun talking to you.
And that's going to do it, my friends, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites for me. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. You go there, you're going to find enterprising news stories you won't see anyplace else. I'm talking about major threats to our kids, major threats to our country and our state. TexasScorecard.com. Also, pay a visit to the Chris Salcedo Show's presence on the web. That is ChrisSalcedo.com. You got Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 every day, and of course, the Salcedo Storm Podcast, and you can drop me an email and a voicemail while you're there. So it's a one-stop shop at ChrisSalcedo.com. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.